Wonderful. Well, happy Mother's Day to all of the amazing mothers in the house, grandmothers in the house. I know we have lots of spiritual mothers in the house today. And if I could just begin, that last little phrase there on that video of "we see you," I just felt in my heart this morning. I know that Mother's Day for many of us is a joyful time to be with our children, surrounded with our family, but for some it can be a difficult holiday. And I just want to encourage you through the Holy Spirit today. The Holy Spirit sees you today. And even just that small moment in worship where we were singing that chorus out, "Come, now is the time. Come just as you are." Just open up your heart to what the Holy Spirit might want to speak to you today. And He has an amazing way of speaking to us in the moments where we need it most. Amen? I know many times the Lord has met with me in the most unexpected ways because He sees me just as I am. And so the Lord wants to speak to our hearts today. Amen? Well, I'm so honored to bring the word today. My name is Jen, for those of you that may not know. And I have three children, 11, 9, and 6. Yep, there we go. Okay, we just had some birthdays in our house. And I am learning a lot about motherhood. I'm sure as well as you, I could relate to many of those pictures and those images that were up on the screen. I think maybe my favorite one is the trying to get them to do their homework. It's like trying to gather donkeys. You know, you say, "It's time for homework," and they just disappear into their rooms, you know. So to get them around the table and to do that. And so I kind of even want to extend the definition of what a mother is. We're going to put this up on the screens here in just a moment. But what is a mother? If we're going to take some time to describe it, to give this a description, let me read this to you. Someone who sees the best in her kids, even when they drive her crazy. Master multitasker. Expert calmer downer. Lie detector. Mediator, finder of all things. Isn't that true? Oh my gosh. The hardest job in the world. One who does the work of 20 for free. See also superhuman, therapist, chauffeur, bodyguard, spy. The list goes on, doesn't it? So many aspects of motherhood. But what I believe that the Holy Spirit wants to speak to our hearts today is there are many roles, many aspects of the calling of motherhood, but there is a high calling today. There is an assignment from heaven that I believe that the Holy Spirit wants to give us today as mothers, as grandmothers, as spiritual mothers, and really every believer in the house. And so my prayer is that you would open up your heart today to the Word of God and what He might want to speak to you. In this moment of motherhood, the enemy would love nothing more than for us to busy ourselves and minimize our role and our calling to the everyday, monotonous tasks of motherhood. But I believe that in this moment, in this hour, the calling of a mother is so important, is so powerful. And so I actually want to begin by reading a text today out of Matthew 26 that this will serve as the foundation for what we're going to be focusing on today. So if we look at Matthew chapter 26, I'm going to read verse 36 through 41. This is when Jesus has his disciples with him in the garden and things are about to change. Darkness is about to fall. There's about to be a great testing, a great challenge that Jesus is stepping into. And he tells his disciples to do something very important, something very powerful. He gives them an assignment. So verse 36, it says, "Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to them, 'Sit here while I go over there and pray.' He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, 'My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me.' Going a little farther, he fell to his face to the ground and prayed, 'My Father, if it's possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as yours be done.' Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. 'Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour?' he asked Peter. 'Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. In these late night hours that Jesus had with his disciples in the garden, he asked them one thing. One thing I ask of you. He asked them to stay awake and to pray, to be alert and to pray, to not get sleepy physically or spiritually, but be awake for the moment at hand. There's going to be a tribulation. There's going to be difficulty that is on the horizon, and I need nothing more from you than for you to watch and pray. But the temptation is to fall asleep. Those poor disciples, they were weary. They were sleepy in that garden. The temptation is to disengage with the moment at hand because the flesh is weary. Mothers, today we find ourselves, I believe, in this moment, a very similar moment. Darkness is falling around us. Culture is deteriorating. There is a thief, the enemy, whose greatest desire is to steal from the generation to come. There is an enemy. There is a lion who is roaming and roaring. There is a prince of lies trying to deceive and lure a generation away from the light so that they might be caught up in the darkness. I do not say this to bring a heaviness to you, but an awareness in your spirit of the times at hand. That yes, we can be caught up in the moments of everyday motherhood of, you know, doing the laundry, doing the homework, taking our kids to this practice and this activity. But the most important calling and urgency that the Holy Spirit is telling us today is watch and pray. Watch and pray. Jesus is telling us to stay awake, be alert, to watch and pray. As I begin this message today, there is a song that I believe is the Lord's just going to use to help minister this word. And so at this time, I want to invite the mothers who are going to be singing this song along with the band who will be ministering this music. And I believe that this song just carries this message so well for us as mothers, where really this song is a prayer, a petition. And the title of this song is Watch and Pray. So let's enjoy this. that song awakens something in my spirit. Just that prayer and that petition of, Lord, let me know the hour that I'm in. Lord, let me have an awareness of what's going on around me to be faithful to watch and to pray. So the title of today's message for us, the assignment for us as mothers, really every believer in the house, this is the moment, this is the hour. Lord, help us to watch and pray. You know, in that garden with the disciples, when they were there with Jesus, I can put myself in their shoes and just imagine those late night hours. And I think about, you know, with Mother's Day, a request that I've often given my husband, he'll say, you know, what do you want to eat? Where do you want to go? What would you like for Mother's Day? And you know what I often request for Mother's Day? A nap. Any other mothers in the room, you just think, oh, can I just steal away to the bedroom for a little bit? And if I could just have a nap, oh, that would be so good. That can be a mother's greatest desire, because the toll of motherhood, the day in and the day out, the serving of our children and of our families, it takes a toll on us physically, where we just get weary, where we get tired. And I want to tell you today that as mothers, there is a physical fatigue that can set in, but oh, be so careful that physical fatigue does not turn into a spiritual fatigue, but that you are ever alert. Though I may be tired in my body, though my flesh may be weak, because the day in and the day out, my spirit is very aware. My spirit is very alive. There is a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit that is happening each day. So I am aware of the times that I'm in and the prayers, what I need to be watching when it comes to my children. You see, because there's just one of us and we are doing the job of 20, like that description said at the beginning, rather than watch and pray, oh, all we want in our body is, I just want to rest. I just want to escape. I just want to step back and just relax for a bit. But we need to not be sleepy in our spirits, but to be fully awake and fully alert. Can I get an amen in the house today? If you are awake and alert as a mother, then you are able to watch. You are able to see and to discern and to have understanding of the ins and the outs, what's happening in your household and with our children. Oh, Lord, I want to be awake and alert to what you're doing. And when we are watching, mothers, grandmothers, we will know how to pray. Have you noticed that? As you are watching the activities of your children, the friendships that they are forming, their heart towards the Lord shows me how to pray as a mother, and I know he shows you how to pray as well. But if I'm so busy with the day-to-day, if I'm sleepy in my spirit or I'm sleepy physically where it's causing me to neglect a sensitivity to the Spirit of God, I won't know how to pray. Or even worse, I'll say this. Maybe the tendency is not to be sleepy in our spirits, but we see the darkness that is at hand. We see that the night has fallen. And rather than watching and praying, our response is to worry and fear. Oh, that's a dangerous road too as well, mothers. We could see that the night is fallen. We can see that culture is deteriorating. We can see what is happening around us. And rather than trusting the Lord, watching and praying and being alert and full of the Spirit and petitioning and interceding for our family, we could worry and protect. I just need to hide away with my kids. I just need to keep them from this and keep them from that. And Lord, give us wisdom so that we know how to guide them. But let's not be mothers who function out of fear. Let's not be mothers who are watching and praying a little bit, but more so worrying and fearing, and we're caught up in anxiety and what's going to happen. But, oh, Lord, may I be steadfast. Lord, may I know how to watch and to pray. And I believe that the Lord wants to tell you this and remind you of this, and Pastor Rhonda touched on this a little bit with her message in the 9 a.m., that with this assignment to watch and pray, there comes an anointing and an authority. Somebody needs to be reminded today of the authority that you have in your home as a parent. You have authority as you are watching and you are praying. You have authority to create those boundaries. You have authority to make correction and to give discipline. You have authority because the Spirit of God on the inside of you, as you are yielded to Him, There is an authority on you to be the mother that your children need in this season. There is an authority on you as a grandmother to pray with faith and with boldness. God has appointed you. God has chosen you. There is an anointing and an authority on you today. Amen? Within that song, each verse just sings about the description of what we're anointed to do, or that prayer of God. As I am watching and praying, oh, would you make me a watchman? And I just want to kind of dive into what each of these are: a watchman, a shepherd, and a steward. If we are praying this prayer of God, make me a watchman, I think about what exactly is a watchman? How do we define this? A watchman is someone who looks out, who spies, who keeps watch. How many mamas are good spies in the room today? You know what's going on. You got a way of figuring things out when you need to figure things out. Keeping watch, you're leaning forward. I'm not sitting back, throwing my hands up in the air. I give up. These kids are, I can't do it. No, I'm leaning in. Oh, come on, mamas, let's lean in. A watchman, they peer into the distance. They observe, they wait, they keep watch. And oh, a watchman protects, a watchman defends, a watchman warns. They're on the offense to see what is coming. If we look at the job description of a watchman, it's the ability to think and act quickly in emergencies, ability to write accurate reports of incidents, willingness to work nights or unusual shifts. Oh, how many mamas, you wake up in the night or the early morning and the Lord gives a prayer for you to pray over your child. Oh, we'll pray through the night if we have to. Amen. I will stand guard. I will stand watch, and I will stand in faith as a watchman for my children, as a mother. As a watchman, you have integrity. You are reliable. You're courageous. Oh, I know there's courageous mothers in the room today. Are we watching? Are we warning? Are we on the offense and defense for our children? We have a family dog in our house. His name is Mose. We love this dog. He's a companion to me when everyone's out of the house. My husband's at work. The kids are at school. And one thing that I love about this dog is he'll be sleeping on the carpet one moment as I'm, you know, there doing things around the house. And the next moment he hears something and he's at that window faster than anything else, looking through those curtains. And before you know it, and I didn't hear a thing. I don't know what this dog is barking at, but oh, he has an ear that is so sensitive to any outside activity, any outside noise. And I love it. He's got he's the most friendly, sweet dog, but he's got this rough sounding bark to him. And I love that dog is so sensitive, so aware, so quick. And he'll jump at that. I mean, it's just someone walking their dog down the street and he looks out that window and he'll bark, 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 bark until they're out of sight. I could learn a thing or two from that dog when it comes to my kids. If there's something that comes into our home, into their life that should not be there, mamas, you have every authority and anointing on you to get in that space, in that place, and be that watchman and be that guard and say so. This is not okay. I'm not okay with this friendship. I'm not okay with this attitude. I'm not okay with this behavior. I'm not okay with this compromise that I'm seeing in your life. Mamas, take your authority and say that. Take your authority and be that watchman. Oh, Holy Spirit, help us to watch and to pray. Ephesians 6:18. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Oh, the Holy Spirit will show you how to pray. If we are awake and alert to what is happening around us, if we can be that watchman, he'll show us how to pray. I stand up here with a testimony of I had a mother. I still have a mother who knew how to pray. Oh, I would not be where I am today if it wasn't for the prayers of my mother. I am confident of that. And you know what? The Holy Spirit will show you how to pray. Pray out loud. Pray to yourself. Fill your house with prayers. Walk the hallways. Walk in your kids' rooms. Pray and petition. Watch and pray in this night hour. Let heaven hear your voice. Let the enemy hear your voice. Just like the people who pass by my house can hear my dog barking. Let the enemy hear your voice. If you're not comfortable praying out loud, let me encourage you, get comfortable. Start raising your voice. Start praying and calling out to heaven and ask God to intervene and work on your children's behalf. Amen. Oh, something else in that song that just stirs my spirit. Make me a shepherd. Oh, there is an anointing and an authority on you in your home today to be a shepherd. Well, what is a shepherd? A shepherd watches for enemies who might attack the sheep. They defend them when necessary. They tend to sick or wounded sheep and search for and rescue lost or trapped ones. They feed the flock. Something that I've heard from time and time again, I don't have teenagers yet. I told you my oldest is 11. But as I have met, you know, different families over the years, and they say, oh, just wait till they're teenagers. Oh, just, it's almost like they say, just give up. You know, don't try. I am not going to give up. I'm going to lean in more than ever. More than ever, I'm going to lean in. I want to be a shepherd. If there's a wandering, I'm going to bring them right back. If there's a bad attitude, I'm going to pray and intercede, and I'm going to ask the Lord to help me to bring them right back. Don't throw your hands up, mamas. It's not too late. Come on, let's be a shepherd. No matter if you're parenting young children, if you've got teenagers, if you've got adults, oh, that, I'm always a mom. I'm always going to be a mom. And you know what? I'm almost 40 years old. My mom is always my mama. I still need my mama. I still need her to pray for me, to talk with her, to connect with her. The call to motherhood is such a blessing, isn't it? Oh, even when our children are adults, we always need our mama. Proverbs 27:23 says this, the heart of a shepherd, be sure you know the condition of your flocks. Give careful attention to your herds. You know, we can be so busy with our schedule, with our activities coming and going, where we may be checking things off the schedule and getting everything done. But do we know how to slow down enough to pay attention to the condition of our children's hearts, the condition of their faith? What is their heart for the Lord? What people are they surrounding themselves with? What are their passions? What calling does God have on their life? Know the condition of our flock. Don't let them wander. Gather them in. Shepherds see where their sheep have lack. Don't let your sheep find what they need in the world. Let the good shepherd tend to their need, their identity, their peace, their courage, their purpose. Oh, let's be shepherds who lead them to the good shepherd. Amen? Let's be shepherds who gather them in. Gather them into the house of God. Get them into the presence of the good shepherd. Get them under the teaching of the word so that they can know who their source is. Amen? Psalm 23, 1 through 3, as we point them to the good shepherd, they're going to know, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures and beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. You know, there's a book that I have read recently. How many of you have heard the book by Gary Chapman where he talks about the five love languages? Heard of that book before? We read that book years ago, but maybe before we were married or when we were first married. And oftentimes you think about it from, you know, spouse to spouse. But the book that I read was a kind of a spinoff version where it talked about abundant love and special needs families. And it caused me to think not only about the love language of my spouse, but really to know the love language of my children. Looking at the three of them of, well, how did God wire them? You know, what makes them feel connected with? How can I, you know, show love and make them feel safe? And if you're not familiar with the five different love languages, it's quality time. So spending time together, gifts, acts of service, words, or physical touch. And so I actually gathered two of my kids around the table as I was reading this book, and I said, hey, I'm going to give you a little quiz real quick. I think I know your love languages, but let me ask you these questions. And of course, what they answered confirmed what I knew about them as all my kids. One of the things that they really love is they love physical touch. They want to cuddle on the couch at night. And so what's a way that I can be a shepherd in my household is bring those babies close. Shepherd them, care for them, start that connection with them at a young age. Another one of my kids' acts of service really meant a lot to them. When I helped them with their homework or helped them clean their room, which now that I'm saying that out loud, yeah, they probably would really like that. Mom, clean my room for me. But to know the love languages, to know the, you know, what engages your child with you, quality time, physical touch, whatever it might be, let me challenge you to think about your kids, whether they're young or they're adults, to figure out, you know, what means the most to them and use that to just engage with them. So, oh Lord, make me a watchman, make me a shepherd. May I have an anointing and an authority to do that. And the third one, Lord, make me a steward. What is a steward? It's one who manages the possessions of another. Stewardship is recognizing that everything we've been given is a gift from God and being grateful and generous with those gifts. Stewardship involves tending to what the Lord has entrusted to me. Well, what has God entrusted to you today? He's entrusted those kids to you. They are not mine, they are His. Amen. I'm just stewarding them as they're in my home. As I care for them each day, I'm steward. These are not my kids to protect and tuck away with me. They are ultimately the Lord's. Not only my kids, my household, my marriage, my finances, I'm just stewarding it. I'm just stewarding. They are not mine to own. God has entrusted you. I am a steward. Nothing is mine, but it's all the Lord's. It all belongs to Him, and it's a gift that has been given to me. I think about in Matthew 25, it's the story or the parable where there's a man who's going on a journey, and he gives his servants a different number of talents. To one he gives five, another he gives two, another he gives one. And you can see the one who understood stewardship. The one who had five didn't hold on to them. These are mine, hiding them away, but he invested them. He released them, and he actually earned five more. Same with the servant who had two, but the one who had one, oh, this is mine. This is mine. I'm not sharing this with anybody. Mothers, we need to be careful with our kids that we don't have that spirit or that attitude, that mindset of this is my child. But, oh, Lord, this is your son. This is your daughter. Let your will be done for them. Oh, God, what's your purpose for their life? Maybe it's to stay close to me. Maybe it's to go to college far away. Maybe it's, I don't know what it is, but, Lord, they are not mine. But help me to steward them well. I want to hear from the Lord at the end of my life, which this is in Matthew 25, right after this story of the parable of the man going on the journey and giving the talents. He comes back, and when he sees those who stewarded well, he says, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over little, and I'm going to set you over much. Oh, I want to hear those words from the Lord when it comes to my children. Good job, Jen. You stewarded those kids really well. You didn't hide them away. They were not yours, but you knew that they were mine. And you were faithful to steward them. How well are you stewarding as a mother? Are you giving your home, your children, your plans, your time to Jesus? As you receive the anointing to be a watchman and a shepherd and a steward, again, be reminded today that there is an authority on you to carry out that calling. Oh, the enemy, there is an attack on the authority that we have as mothers. But as you're yielded to your Father in heaven in an agreement and honoring with your spouse and the father of your children, there is a heavenly authority that rests on you to watch and pray and to fulfill the assignment and the calling that we have been given. And sometimes in our motherhood, we can step into a new season or a new territory. And I don't know where you find yourself today. Maybe you've never mothered a teen before and you're nervous about those years. There's an anointing and authority on you to mother that child through their teen years. Or you may be walking through something difficult with your child where there is a diagnosis or something unexpected. Mama, there is an anointing and authority on you to mother that child through that diagnosis. His grace is sufficient. His grace is sufficient for you today. 2 Corinthians 12:9. His grace is sufficient for you and for me. Amen. His power is made perfect in your weakness. Christ's power rests on you, rests on me as we rely upon him. Oh, our flesh may be weak today. We may feel like we don't know what to do at times, but as I watch and as I pray and as I depend and rely upon the Lord, he's going to fill me with the wisdom, with the understanding of what I need to do in this hour, what I need to do to steward, to shepherd, to care for the children that he has entrusted me with. Amen. I carry in me the authority of Christ. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Spirit dwells in me. Oh, there's an authority on us today. Amen. There's another verse to this song, that verse that Kendra was singing there at the end, where she says, Lord, make me your betrothed one, your beloved. Something very important that I think we need to be reminded of today or take greater hold of today is, yes, I'm a mother. Yes, I have an assignment. Yes, I want to steward and shepherd and be a watchman for my children. But mama, your identity today is not that you are a mother, not that you are a grandmother, but that you are a disciple, that you are a beloved daughter of Jesus Christ. My children, amen. My children, one day they're not going to be in my house. And it's going to be me and Jesus and my husband and probably another dog. I love my children. I want to steward them well, but my heart belongs to Jesus. Oh, I want to be the betrothed one. I want to be that one that is looking and waiting. When the Lord comes for me, when I'm standing before his throne, he's not going to ask me to give an account for my completed laundry. I have to give an account for my oil. I got to give an account for my oil. And something that every single one of us in the room have in common today. I know that we have mothers in the room and we've got children in the room. We've got all different stories. Every single one of us are a disciple today. If you've called upon the name of Jesus, if you've given him your life, you are a disciple today. Oh, to be his betrothed one. I was thinking about my dad's mother, so my grandmother Hedges, Grandma Hedges is what we called her. I don't know if people do that anymore. Growing up, my grandparents were Grandma Hedges and then Grandma Walhood. I don't think they do that anymore. Anyways, we put the last name with it. So my Grandma Hedges. I remember many holidays were spent going over to my grandma's apartment. She had a real tiny apartment, and me and my two siblings, my parents, we would cram and pile into this tiny apartment, and it was just her. Her husband had passed away years before I never met him. My grandpa had died when my dad was 14. And so my grandma had experienced a lot of loss in her life because the passing of her husband also led to a lot of financial loss and just tragedy in their family. But I remember going over to my grandma's, oftentimes even for Mother's Day, and I think we did KFC. We did Kentucky Fried Chicken often over there. She loved fried chicken. And we'd sit around that table, and my dad would ask his mom, my grandma, Grandma, go ahead and pray for us. Pray for the meal. And I remember oftentimes my grandma, when she would start talking to Jesus, she couldn't get through it without crying. There was just a tenderness and a dependency, and I believe just an intimate relationship that she had with Jesus Christ. Where, oh, she just loved her Savior. And of course, as young kids, me and my brother, my sister were sitting there, we're like, this is awkward, we're hungry, like, when's grandma gonna be done? But it marked me the way when I heard my grandmother pray, she knew who she was talking to. She had a love and a devotion and a passion for Jesus. And I think, oh, I want when my kids to hear me pray to say, Mama knows who she's talking to. She's not just talking to, you know, God up in the sky, but she's his betrothed one. She's his beloved. There's a passion that she has for Jesus. How's your passion today? Oh, I love my kids, but I'm more passionate about Jesus. Can I say that? Is that okay? I hope I'm not the only mom in the room. I'll do anything for my kids, but Jesus. Jesus sits on the throne of my heart. I'm going to be faithful to steward them. I'm going to watch and pray, but at the end of the day, who satisfies my soul? Jesus. Who knows me and every part of me, the good, the bad, the ugly, and still calls me and says, Jen, come to me, Jesus. Oh, he's my foundation. Is he your foundation today? Let me ask you right now, go ahead and bow your heads and close your eyes. Because more than anything else in the room, what the Holy Spirit cares about today is, are you right with the Father? Are you sitting here as a disciple of Jesus Christ? Or is he just an idea to you? Oh, it would be my greatest honor and privilege today to lead you to Jesus so that you could also echo that same cry of, Jen, I love my kids, but I love Jesus more. Oh, I love my job. I love what I get to do for the Lord, but nothing is more important than Jesus to me. Oh, if he needs to be on the throne of your heart, maybe you've never confessed him as Savior. You've never given him your life, or maybe you've walked away and you need to put him back on his rightful place. Today is the day to get right with Jesus. So with your heads bowed and your eyes closed, oh, if that's you, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand just yet. I'm just going to ask you, maybe put your hand on your heart. Because the scripture says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, oh, it's got to come from your soul today. And something's going to happen on the inside of you today that will mark you and change you for eternity. So if that's you, if you need to just say that prayer of giving your heart to the Lord, we're all going to say it together so you won't be alone, but repeat this after me. In church, let's surround each other. Let's all echo this, even if you've prayed it before, but let's pray. Dear Jesus, I give you my heart today. More than anything else, I want to put you first. I give you my heart and all that I am. Take first place. I believe in you, Jesus. And I want a relationship with you. My heart is yours today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to ask you to keep your heads bowed and your eyes closed. If you said that prayer today, maybe for the first time, or it was a recommitment to the Lord, can you just slip your hand up in the air today? Just as a sign of, oh, Jesus, I want to give you my heart. If your hand is up, just look at me. I'm going to ask you to do something. In the back of your pew, there's a connect card. Take a moment and just put your name on that connect card. Let them know that you said that prayer. And after service, when you go to guest services, they want to connect with you and give you a Bible today. Just encourage you in the Lord, okay? Will you be sure to do that? That's a very important thing you did today. Church, can we give some praise to the Lord? Because we had some commitments in the house today. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know about you, but when I first heard this song, Watch and Pray, one time wasn't good enough. I've been listening to this song on repeat, and it's been my prayer to the Lord. And so it's very normal for us on Mother's Day to bring the mothers forward and pray over them, but I want to do something a little bit different today. If you're a mother today, a grandmother, I want you to stand to your feet. And rather than me praying over you, they're going to sing this song over us today. And can I ask you to come forward? Come on, I want you to come and fill this altar. Because this is a powerful thing for us to pray today. God, make me a steward. Oh, God, make me a watchman. Oh, make me a shepherd. But above all, Lord, I'm your betrothed one. And Lord, may I be faithful to watch and pray. All the mothers are coming down. This is just going to be a moment of commitment. This is just going to be a moment of prayer. And the words are going to be on the screen. You can sing along or you can close your eyes and just receive it. But I just pray that the Holy Spirit does a deep work in our hearts today as we hear the lyrics of this song. And that's what I love about music is sometimes I don't know how to put into words what's in my heart. But then something like this comes along and I'm like, that's what I need to pray. This is what we need to pray today, mamas. Oh, Lord, let me watch and pray. I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to be full of fear, but I'm going to watch. I'm going to be awake. I'm going to steward. These kids are not mine. These grandbabies are not mine. They're yours. Help me to be faithful.